Welcome, listeners, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. For those of you who listen regularly to this program, know that I made a big move last year, moving from Hartford, Connecticut, out to San Diego, California. I've been listening quite a bit to West Coast jazz, getting to understand the West Coast cool jazz movement from back in the 50s. And we are going to begin today's show with a landmark album entitled Way Out West from Sonny Rollins. A trio album with, of course, Sonny Rollins on tenor saxophone, Ray Brown on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. So let's hear the title track from Way Out West, Sonny Rollins.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes, a couple of Los Angeles-based musicians that I had the pleasure of seeing perform here in San Diego. The last one you heard was from Doug Webb, the name of the track, Dr. Miles, from the album Bright Side. Doug Webb, a very talented saxophonist, along with Joe Magnarelli on trumpet, Brian Charette on organ, Ed Cherry on guitar, and Steve Fittick on drums. Before that, we heard from another LA-based musician. His name is Sam Hirsch. The name of the album, quite frankly, a new release. And we heard the track Ways of the Wise, and that one features the album leader Sam Hirsch on piano, John Weber on bass, Kevin Connor drums, and Ralph Moore on saxophone. We started that set with Sonny Rollins' Way Out West, a 1957 release, exemplary of the West Coast cool jazz style, and the great playing of Sonny Rollins. Next up, we are going to hear from a couple San Diego-based players, beginning with Gilbert Castellanos from the Federal Jazz Project, some music written by Gilbert in support of a local stage play that they did back in 2013 or so. We're going to begin with a track called Chula Juana, and then we're going to follow that up with some great flute playing by Holly Hoffman. Thank you.
Thank you.
Miles Davis from the Birth of Cool album, an album that was sort of the blueprint for what was to come in the West Coast jazz scene. That carefully arranged, swinging kind of sound to it. That's Miles Davis. And that is also my chance to say happy birthday to Miles Davis, were he alive to celebrate it. His birthday would have been last week, May 26, 1926. That would make him 95 years of old. Sadly, passing away in 1991 at the age of 65, however. Before that, we heard from two fine San Diego musicians, those two being Holly Hoffman, great flute player, and Gilbert Castellanos, trumpet player, both residing here in San Diego. From Holly Hoffman, from the album Low Life, we heard Cedar Wood. And before that, we heard from Gilbert Castellanos' Federal Jazz Project, we heard Chula Juana. We're going to finish up this jazz set with something from Benny Carter. I took this off of a compilation album entitled Jazz Giant, Complete Sessions. This one featuring Frank Rosolino on trombone, Ben Webster on sax, Andre Previn on piano, Barney Kessel on guitar, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and the great Shelly Mann on drums. Let's hear A Walkin' Thing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Greg Abate on that last tune from his recent release, currently number one on the Jazz Week charts. That was an album he made with Kenny Barron, the name of the album Magic Dance, the music of Kenny Barron. We heard Water Lily, and that features Greg Abate on flute, Kenny Barron piano, Desron Douglas on bass, and Jonathan Blake on drums. We're going to finish out today's show with Ralph Peterson, another tribute. Ralph passed away a few weeks ago after a long battle with cancer, and recorded this album before passing on. This is Raise Up Off Me is the name of the album. It's a trio along with the Curtis brothers. That's Zakai Curtis on piano, Lukez Curtis on bass, the great Ralph Peterson on drums. And we are going to hear Bouncing with Bud to close out the show. Thanks for listening, folks. My name is Ken Laster. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Now let's hear Ralph Peterson.